Today is a special day. It's a special day because all year long we need mothers, but today is an entire day to celebrate mothers. And so can we just give it up to all the mothers in the house this morning? Thank you so much. You know, hey, can I get the microphone bumped up just a little bit this morning, wherever you are? That'd be great. One of the things I think about is I feel really, really sad for all the dudes out there whose birthday is today, like Scott Imsoff, because ain't nobody worried about your birthday today, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Mother's Day. So, no, happy birthday to you, but happy Mother's Day to everyone else. And it's a special day because, look, all year long, right, we scrape our knee. Who are you going to call? It's not Ghostbusters. It's Mama, right? We call Mom. Every time we run into a problem, Mom! Mom! Right? How many times you said that one in your life? When you can't sleep at night, whose name do you call? Mom! Okay, there's one dad. Colin, you better be quiet over there. You're going to get in trouble. You're sitting next to your mama. She's going to whip you. All right? Yeah, yeah, we call Mom. When I was growing up, every time I had a problem with homework, I'm calling Mom, right? I didn't call Dad for a math problem. He's a preacher. He don't know math. That's why we went into ministry, by the way. The secret's real. We weren't good at math. None of the preachers in the world were good at math, all right? We chose this profession for a reason. So I would call Mama, and she would help me with my homework. When I was nervous about something, I would talk to my mom. You know, and she's that source of calm for me, right? When I had something that I needed an answer to and I didn't know what to do, I'm calling Mama. I want to know what she's got to say. And so all year long, we run to Mom for help. And by the way, this is a scriptural thing. I don't know if you knew that. I want you to look at 2 Kings chapter 4. For just a second, and I want to read a scripture that makes me laugh every time. I don't know if you knew it was here. I thought I had it marked. I didn't. 2 Kings chapter 4. And I want to start in verse 17. And I want to show you the scripture about the smartest and wisest man in the Bible. And you would assume that I'm talking about who? But I ain't talking about Solomon this morning. It's another man. Wisest man in scripture. Here he is. Verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 4. Did I say it right? Because I turned to 1 Kings myself. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 17. So the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her that she would. Verse 18. The child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers, and Bible scholars think that the kid has a heat stroke. And so he comes to his father, and he said to his father, "My head, my head." And his father told a servant, here's his words of wisdom, "Carry him to his mother." That's good, isn't it? That's the wisest man in scripture, okay? There's an emergency. Where are we going to take him? Take him to the local doctor. No, take him to his mama, right? Because I don't know what else to do here. But the right answer in every circumstance, no matter the problem, there's never a wrong time to run to mama. Now, moms might not agree because sometimes they're like, no, I don't want you. You got to deal with this, right? But that's the wisest man in scripture, in my opinion, right? He knows the answer. Moms, all year long we need you, and we run to you, and it's a scriptural thing too, it really is, and there's so many other instances where even in scripture we run to mama, but today we choose to honor you, and we're thankful for you, and this is not to just all the moms in the house, but also to all the women who have a motherly heart and a mother's love. David Scarborough and I were talking before the service about that very thing. You know, sometimes women who are not mothers can feel so less than on today, and you ought not feel that way. You are special and you are powerful because you are a woman who is made in the image of God, and that makes you worthy of honor today. So thank you for who you are and all that you do. All the mothers and all those who are not mothers, you are still a valuable piece. And by the way, this is also one of those times. Today is a special day because we want to celebrate, but we're also sensitive to the fact that there's also those sitting in the house whose mothers have gone on. And we'll address that within this lesson as well. And so I want you to know, you can still honor your mother today. No matter who she was or where she is, you can honor your mother. And so that's what we're going to talk about here in just a bit. But it's a special day for me for a couple of different reasons. One is because I have a very special mom. And I don't know that my mom's going to watch this right now. I know she's sitting in a service somewhere watching my dad. Sometimes she'll watch it back. But Mom, if you are watching, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. My mom loved me. And she believed in me, even when I struggled to believe in myself. My mom is the kind of mom who always saw more in me than I saw within myself, right? Like if I played a sport, she would be like, no, you're going pro. I wasn't going pro. Wasn't even close, okay? I barely made it to varsity. If I wrote a song on my guitar, I'd play it for her, and she'd say, oh, you've got to get that recorded, because that's the best song I've ever heard, right? I didn't record any songs. When she hears me preach, every time she'll come up, that is the best sermon I've ever heard. I'm glad it was recorded, right? She thinks so much of everything that I do, and she's done so much of me. But when I think about my mom, there's one image that I can't shake. When I think about her love and her just being there for me, of who my mom is to me, I think about whenever I was heartbroken and I was 11 and a half hours away from my family, and I called them and I told them what was going on, and I was on the phone with my dad. I wasn't even on the phone with my mom, okay? And I'm talking to my dad. I'm crying. I'm saying, Dad, I'm struggling. This is what's going on. And I heard ruckus in the background. I said, what's going on? And this, by the way, this was at 10 o'clock at night, and my dad said, oh, that's your mom. She's packing her bags. She's coming. And she left. She got in the car, and her back was thrown out at the time, and it didn't matter. She got in her car, and she drove, and my sister, by the way, who, happy Mother's Day to you too, who is also my hero, got in the car with her, and both the women in my life at that point got in a car, drove 11 and a half hours all night long, and knocked on my door at 6:30 in the morning, and opened up the door, and I'm crying, and she just opens up her arms and gives me a giant hug, and we weep together. And she didn't come to give me advice. She just came to show me her love and her support. You know, Mom, I thank you so much for that, and for all the godly mothers in the house who are there. Wow, it's so special. But not only for my mom, but Avery is also such a special mother. And I'm so blessed to have the women in my life that I do. And Avery, I know she's probably humiliated in the back. I didn't tell her I was going to say this. But I love you. And I'm so proud of who you are and the mother that you are. And your love for Jude already. And what's amazing is you, I'm sure you can imagine, but to see the love that she has for our baby girl, who we don't even know what she looks like or sounds like yet. And the type of mom that she is, I mean, she's not only a mom by carrying this baby, but she's the mom by literally every moment of every day. I'm telling you, it's like, okay, how can we make sure everything's prepared and ready? And she's just on top of this thing. And so I'm surrounded by great women, and I know that you are too. And so today we choose to honor them. And by the way, I say we choose to do this, but as Christians, did you know that we're commanded to do this, right? We act like it's just, you know, something that we've decided to do. No. God told us that this is a command that we're going to do. In fact, honoring our father and mother made it into the Ten Commandments, right? So when we do this today, you're fulfilling what God has commanded for you to do. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 through 3. Listen to what God has said about honoring the women in your life and the mothers in your life today. He says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that this is what's going to happen, that it will go well for you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. As in, if you don't honor your mother, things aren't going to go well for you, and you're not going to make it very long, probably, because she's the one who took you out. Right? Boy, I brought you into this world, I'll take you back out. Your mom ever say that to you, right? She's the only one who can say that. And so God has commanded us, and there's many other scriptures where he says, hey, your life will be blessed. And I love that phrase, your life will be longer if you honor your parents and have a healthy relationship with your parents. He's making such importance and brings such emphasis into doing what we're doing today. So today is special. So let me ask you this. Here's what I want you to think about. What kind of child are you? Right? Are you being the kind of son that you would want to raise? Are you being the kind of daughter that you would want to raise? In other words, are you honoring your parents in a way that you hope that your kids will one day honor you when you get your parents' age and your kids get your age? Because God has commanded you and me that we must honor our father and mother. So what does that look like? And how can I do that? Is it too late for me? Have I lost my opportunity? Can I still honor my parents? What if my parents were bad people? What if my parents left me? What if I never met my parents? How can I honor my father and mother today in my context? Let's talk about that for a minute. Can we do that together? Here we go. Number one. Here's how you do this. You love her unconditionally. You love her unconditionally. What I love about, especially thinking about my mom, is that my mom loved me no matter what, right? I think you kind of got that picture. I could play any sport or do anything. She's like, oh, you're the best, you know, and I could do no wrong kind of thing. Now, not that she didn't discipline me, okay. The whoopings, we believe in something called whoopings in our family, all right? You're going to go get yourself a whooping or a spanking, all right? Some of you might not be a fan, but I'm telling you, that's how it worked for us in our family, and I still have a great respect for my parents. But what I love is when I think about my mom and when I think about Avery, the women surrounding me, that, man, they love their kids unconditionally. What that means unconditionally means there is nothing that it doesn't matter what's going on. There is no condition in which I won't love you. Right? And that's how Jesus loves us. And so that's how God has commanded that we love one another, that mothers love us, but that we honor our mother by doing the same thing. We love her unconditionally. Like I told you, this is how I wrote this here. I jumped the gun a little bit, but Avery and I are completely in love with our daughter, and we don't even know who she is yet. We've never seen her, don't know what she looks like. I don't know how she's going to behave, what she's going to act like. We always wonder. It's fun to think about, you know, and we dream about it all the time. You know, who is she going to be? But I'll tell you this. We love that baby girl. I mean, we love her so, so much. Even though we've never met her, and it doesn't matter what she looks like, what she sounds like, what she thinks like, what good or bad decisions she makes, we love her and we will always love her, not because of what she's done, but because of who she is. She is our child, and so we love her. That's unconditional love, right? It's easy to talk about when the baby's in the womb. Then when the baby gets here, it's maybe a different story, and yet that still holds true, right? And so you want to honor your mother today. You love her unconditionally. Because, you see, I wanted to start with this point, and here's why. Because I know that there's going to be somebody who wants to approach me after the lesson's over and say, but if you only knew who my mother was, let me tell you how awful my mother was to me. Let me tell you the things that she said or the things that she did or the places that she went. But God did not say, honor your father and mother if they are good people. Honor your father and mother only if they deserve it. And so we ought to honor our father and mother not because of what they've done, but because simply of who they are. And so how are you with honoring your parents? Your parents' limitations should not limit your love. And I know that your parents may have had some limitations, but those limitations should not limit your love. It should be unconditional. How do you honor the women? Yeah, you love her unconditionally, but you also hug her affectionately. All right? So, yes, I know. Some of the moms in here are like, I ain't the hugging person. Look, this is a day where you just got to turn into the hugging person. Okay? You're going to get hugged today, and I'm going to make sure of it. In fact, why don't we take a moment? If you're sitting next to a woman in your life whom you love, why don't you reach over and give her a hug right now? You're not too cool for school for something like this. Give her a hug. I'm not looking. If you give her a smooch, you know, that's okay too. Show her some affection. It's important today. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. If you got to get up and move to give them a hug, it's worth it. I'm not saying anything more important than that hug you're giving. Okay? Because here's the thing. A lot of times, that's exactly how our moms had to treat us, right? Like when we fell and when we were hurt or when something was wrong, our mom came in and they would take care of us. They would hug us. They would kiss our boo-boos. Right? That's just what mamas do. And so sometimes it's really important for us to, in turn, show her some affection. Words are important. Trust me, I'm a preacher. I think it's true. You might not. But I do. But sometimes it's much more important to be able to show your love than to simply speak your love. Like I said, the most fond memory I have of my mother is when she showed up at my doorstep and she didn't even say anything. She just cried and she hugged me. And that embrace was so sweet. And she's earned that. The women in your life have earned your embrace. Don't just hug her affectionately, but also understand her sympathetically. Women can be difficult to understand. And there's so many jokes about it, and I thought about putting one in, but this is your day, so I will not. I will not do it. But women are difficult to understand, and that is true. But let me tell you why. For all the men in the house, we need to understand this. A mother is difficult to understand. A woman is difficult to understand. Why? Because she has to wear so many different hats. She does everything. You know what I'm saying? Like she does more in one day than we can think of in a year. And she's busy. She takes care of things. Here's what I wrote. She's the cook, the breadwinner, the table setter, the bed maker, the budget keeper, the mess cleaner, the kiss giver, the grocery shopper, and so much more to the family. And she's got to wear so many different hats. And so sometimes it's just hard for us to understand because we're just wearing our one or two hats. You know, but she just took off this hat and put on this hat in the middle of a conversation because she's doing multiple things at once and taking care of so many different aspects of the family. And so mothers, we thank you for that. But at the same time, it can be so frustrating to be misunderstood, can't it? When someone doesn't understand us. And so today, make it your job to understand your mom today, to understand the woman of your life today. Sit down. When's the last time you just sat down, looked her in the eye, stopped all other distractions and said, I just want to know what's going on. Tell me what you're thinking. How are you thinking about life? How are you thinking about the plans of the future? Let me get on board with you. I want to understand you well. And isn't that a special thing, moms? Wouldn't you appreciate that? Just being understood. Because being misunderstood is so frustrating. And so today you can honor her by trying to understand her well. But not only that, number four, this one goes hand in hand. Listen attentively. Choose today to listen well to the women in your life. Okay, and that this comes back to stopping all the distractions. Don't just say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm listening. You said something, something, something about something. Right? Turn off the TV, put down the phone, and turn and look at her in the eyes. Even if she doesn't like that eye contact and it makes her feel uncomfortable, you look at her in the eyes and don't break away. And you listen to what's on her heart. Here's what you say. How are you feeling? How are you today? Tell me about what you're thinking about. And you listen to her well. Understand her and listen to her and love her. But not only that, here's a big one. This is the one a lot of moms are waiting for. Help her. Yeah, okay. I'm hitting something here. Help her cheerfully. Help her cheerfully. This is my problem, okay? So all of you who, husbands, I'm hurting you with this one. I'm with you. Avery will come up. Hey, Nathan, will you come and do something? Yeah. I say yes, but how am I saying yes? Because it matters, right? Help her. Do I do this, Avery? Is that true? Yeah, yeah. I see you're back there smiling. She turned a little red. Yeah, I just stepped on my own toes. Yeah, I'll come do that. Okay, anything else you want? Notice my tone? Can you hear it? Yeah, yeah. So help her cheerfully. Here's the thing. She has helped so much and done so much and given of herself in so many ways. So she's earned, especially today, but this should be an everyday thing, by the way. This is how you honor her every day. Help her cheerfully. Let me read you something. For all the helping and hardworking mothers out there and women out there, let me read a poem to you. This is for those mothers who happen to be stay-at-home mothers as well. All mothers can grasp something from this, but there's kind of this, you ever had the mother's guilt? It's literally a term. Raise your hand if you've heard of mother's guilt before. Okay, well, let me explain it to you. Mother's guilt is the idea that if I'm working, I'm not spending enough time with my kids because I'm spending all my time out working and making money. And is money more important than my family? No. And so I'm going to quit my job and come home and I'm going to spend time with my family. But now that I'm spending time with my family, I feel guilty that I'm not working to provide for the family. It's a lose-lose scenario within your mind. It's called mother's guilt, and it's a real thing. So let me read something to you that I think is really important. Make the beds, bandage heads, straighten up the room. Watch the windows, cut the grass, see the tulips bloom. Drive the children to school, drive them back again. Have the cubs to meeting, and then I clean the den. Serve on my committee, attend the PTA. Forgot to buy the children's shoes. I can't do that today. Pay the bills, write a note, fill a cookie jar. Oh dear, I forgot to go and have them wash the car. Catch up on the morning washing, mop the kitchen floor, answer the phone and doorbell. Need I list some more? My pet peeve, I must admit, you surely will agree, when someone asks, are you employed? I answer, no, not me. You know, I love that because, man, the women around us, y'all do so much on so many different levels. Thank you for what you do. And today, you are honored. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, I think that is a heroic thing, or whether you work and are a mother at the same time, I think that's a heroic thing. And you today should feel no guilt over who you are and the decisions that you've made. As long as you make them for your family, then it's the right choice. So thank you, mothers. And so because of all of those things, though, all the things that you do, all the things you're involved in, it's our responsibility to honor you by helping you cheerfully. And so today, men, don't sigh when she asks you to take out the garbage. Say, yes, dear. Did y'all ever see Princess Bride? For those who have, I'm not going to explain the scene, so some of you, it might just go over your head. That's okay. But for those who get it, your phrase should be, as you wish. Okay? Keep that today. That's your phrase of the day, men. So honoring our parents, look, it's a command for us. Honoring our father and our mothers is a command. And today we're blessed to be able to honor us. But as we close, there's one more point I wanted to share. And this is the one where I'm really mindful of those who have lost your mother, because you can still honor her. And let me tell you how. You remember her gratefully. You know what? I'm going to change that right now. I put gratefully, but how about this? You remember her gracefully. Remember her in grace. Remember the best parts of your mother. Celebrate those today. Don't ever forget who she is or the things that she's done or the things that she said. And it doesn't mean that she was always perfect. And it's not that you're just going to sweep under the rug different things in your life, but you're not going to allow her limitations to limit your love. And you're going to choose to remember her gracefully and to forgive her if you're holding on to something. It's time to let that go. And so today is a day to celebrate your mothers. And I am so thankful to have a church full of great, great women, beautiful women who love the Lord and are here this morning. So today, us around you, Here's what we're going to commit to do today and hopefully every day. We're going to love you unconditionally, hug you affectionately, understand you sympathetically, listen to you attentively, help you cheerfully, and we're going to remember you gracefully. And we love you, mothers, and we're so thankful for you. But you know what? Let me end with this. Yeah, we can go ahead. Let's give our mothers one more round of applause this morning. Thank you, mothers. We love you. We wouldn't be here without you. But let me end with this. There's no greater way to honor your father and mother than to giving your life to Jesus Christ. And so if you are here this morning and you've not stepped into the waters of baptism and into that grace of Jesus Christ through the forgiveness of your sins, if you've not made that commitment, then the greatest way to honor your parents is to be baptized into Jesus and give your life to him. That way we can spend eternity together. And so folks, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever is going on in your life, we never want to end without an invitation. And so if you have anything you would like us to pray over you about, if you're ready to take that step to give your life to Jesus, if there's anything on your heart, we ask you to come and to share it now. Together we stand and sing.